Hello, Boomville. It's a while since I've done a talky boo. I've done a few bird song ones and things, but no fireworks, sadly. Or I think I did one brief one, but a lot of failed attempts to go to fireworks displays because they fell on the same days as other things I was doing, so that was a bit annoying. Sorry, this is bits of cafetiere that I've just washed up, if you're wondering what that noise is, and the washing machine in the background, but probably knew the washing machine one anyway. Anyway, that's not why I'm booing, it's just that I'm multitasking, so apologies if that annoys anybody, but I've got to do this stuff, and then I've got to go out in a bit, so multitasking and having a chat on the boo. So this is going to be a boo about a crazy and very cool dream I had this morning. So if other people's dreams bore you, well, there are lots and lots of other people's boos you can go and listen to, so that's fine. But people who know me might be interested, and some of it's a bit nuts. So I thought it might make somebody laugh or smile. And folky people amongst you might know a couple of the musicians I mention. Oh dear. So I had this dream about this obscure folk festival that doesn't exist in real life, and I can't remember the name of it because it was a really funny name. And I went along to it with Mum and Dad, I think my sister might have gone as well, and I didn't sort of dream that much of that in detail, but I did enter a singing competition at this festival, and I won, and the prize, this is the really weird bit, the prize was this little caravan-y, camper-van-y thing, and he came with a pet dog as well. So it was really odd. And so Mum and Dad had evidently decided that, they'd have this van. Now, in real life, Mum and Dad already have a camper van, so I don't think they'd really want one. But maybe they didn't already have one in the dream. I don't know. Because it was a bit like a TV drama where you just see the winning of the competition, and then the next thing is using the van to go somewhere, so all that detail in between was sort of incidental and not very important. So wow, that's noisy, isn't it? Goodness me, that's even noisier. But I'm making coffee. I can't really do that anywhere else apart from in the kitchen. And anyone who knows me will understand that making coffee is a very, very important job and cannot be delayed any longer. So, actually, it might be delayed for a minute because that's just too annoying. I'm gonna go back in a minute. So the next thing in this dream was that we were going to another sort of branch of this festival that was in a different town, and Mum decided that she'd park the van, caravan-y thing, that had a little, it had a downstairs part, and it had a little upstairs part, and there was a kind of balcony thing as well, in the upstairs bit. It was all really, really cramped, even more cramped than a real one would be. And the bottom part was really dark. How you drove it, I don't know. And maybe it was attached to the car. I don't know. You don't always think about these things, though, do you, in dreams? And she decided we were going to park it out next door to this, in this filling station near the folk festival, right near to the shop part of the filling station. And weirdly, in the dream, it never ever smelt of petrol, which it would have stunk, wouldn't it, in real life? But, in the dream, it was somehow a filling station that didn't stink of petrol or diesel. And there were never any cars coming to fill up either. People just went to the shop sometimes and bought things. Very odd. But I decided to have a bit of a sing on the balcony thing of this van, which didn't have a rail, so you could just sit on the edge. And then these other musicians came, including Eliza Carthy, who's quite pretty, you know, top of her game in the folk world. And we're all singing along and joining in and enjoying it and stuff. And my little impromptu show. And then all of a sudden, you could hear some really loud folk music coming from the campsite, which was off to the left, and the festival site. And I was sort of competing, singing against that. Really peculiar. And then people on Twitter had recommended that, you know, going to our van to watch me and other people there singing was like the place to be. They said they'd given it a shout, which meant it was like an approval and a recommendation that people should go there. So then we had this other sing the next morning, because that was in the evening. We had another sing the next morning and people joining in and harmonising and everything, and it was great fun. And then I was going to go on to the actual festival site, because I hadn't got that far yet. And yeah, really strange dream, but such fun. I woke up feeling all smiley and happy. So yeah, that was a nice dream to enjoy. And then I was trying to learn the way to the site, because Mum and Dad sort of said, well, you know, we're just going to spend some time around the local area, you know, we don't want to do the folk festival thing all the time. And I said, oh, okay. And they said, do you think you'll be, you know, all right with, you know, going to the things yourself? I said, oh, yeah, definitely, it'd be fun, and, you know, there'll be friendly people, and that'll be great. So I was kind of trying to teach myself the way. And on the way, just a few shops down from this filling station that wasn't really a filling station, there was a shop that sold ice cream in cones, and the shop was called Pistachios. And anyone who knows me will know that's, if it's done well, that is my favourite ice cream flavour in the whole world. So an ice cream shop that was also called Pistachios, I had to go there. And I thought, well, that bit was in the night bit still, the late at night bit, and I think my parents had already gone to bed. And so I went along to this shop and I got this yummy pistachio ice cream as well. So yeah, all lots of things I like in one dream. How lucky am I? And I didn't have to pay for any of it because it wasn't real. So that's brilliant. And I think it's lovely having a dream like that, especially this time of year when it's all dull and grey and wintry and windy and rainy and yucky and bleh. It's lovely to have something like that to cheer you up. So I think your brain looks after you sometimes and helps you out. Yeah, great fun. Anyway, take care, everybody, and I hope that made some of you smile. And I will boo again soon. Bye for now. Oh, and before I finish completely, I've just re-listened to the beginning part of the boo to make sure it sounded okay. And I'd forgotten about the pistachio ice cream part then, so it did make me smile when I said, some of it's a bit nuts. Oh, dear. That's bad, isn't it? Anyway. Oh, dear. Bye.